When the bill signing was over, Bumble's legal team went out for a celebratory lunch. Before they left, Wolf Heard pulled me aside. She said she wanted Bumble employees to feel free to talk to me and asked if I'd please relay the message. That was the last time we spoke. Over the intervening months, the opening of Brewery was again delayed and Wolf Heard had a son and started a 4-month maternity leave. Bumble workers still didn't trust her assurance that they were free to talk. Not only were they still hindered by the non-disclosure agreement, but Austin is a small city. Many of them still live there. They were applying for jobs or starting their own businesses and worried Wolf Heard would retaliate against them. She was too wealthy, too well-connected, employees said. Compared with her, they were nobodies. Once Wolf Heard was named CEO of Magic Lab, I asked Bumble if her promise not to sue held true. Now that she was officially in charge, would she let people speak out? The answer was no.